I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more. Save big money on Procter & Gamble products now through February 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
So what exactly is a lifetime supply? No one on the show has ever won anything like that, right?
No, I wish.
No, the closest thing I got was last year, a year and a half ago when I was making pigs in a blanket and my Eckrich sausage had like a big piece of plastic in there and I wrote them and they sent me like coupons for a year for free sausages.
How many was
that? That's pretty good though.
It was actually for me, way too many free coupons for sausages.
Because I don't need that much.
Did you have to
use them in a year? Or
yeah.
That sucks.
That was the thing that was a bummer, was that they expired. And I didn't realize that they expired in a graduated way. As you flipped through the coupon book, it was like March 30th, April 8th, like that kind of thing. So, and you could only use one at a time. So, because what I wanted to do was just go to the store with like the whole book and buy like 100 packages. Throw them in the freezer and give them away as gifts for people's birthdays. Because I thought that would be really funny.
Are you like, talking That's those good. Little smoky links or something?
That would be.
Well, it was like pretty much any size or like any type of sausage up to a certain size, you know, like 14 ounce or whatever.
Was it maple sausage?
You could buy that. You could buy regular. You know, you could buy all.
Well,
of
you don't buy woman. Maple or sage.
Got a woman that's a little plump.
You're a southern man.
It was too much. It was too much. So that was as close as I got, and it was a year. And I still there was no.
How many did you use?
Seven. I don't know.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I can't believe you. So you didn't write a letter. Obviously, you wrote an email. Like you didn't write a letter, did you, to the meat company?
Yeah, he sat down at his desk and turned on his little like the green lamp.
Yep. Like in a library?
No, yeah. I posted it on Instagram and I tagged him in it.
Oh, that's the way.
I went, hey,
publicly
I go, I don't think this is supposed to be in my sausages. So I didn't make a big deal out of it, but they responded to it. They're like, oh, DM us. I go, okay. And I was vying to be their spokesperson. That's what I was trying to angle for. I go, you know what would really make this right is if you made us the spokespeople for Eckrich.
Well, that's a bold move. That would have been great.
They said, we'd rather do that, but here's some coupons.
Here's some coupons that expire more rapidly than anyone would believe.
Yeah. So, well.
This person writes, I won a writing contest 30 years ago from Pentel Pens. I got an engraved executive when I won, but I also get a 12-pack of Energels a year, two alloy barrels. This person is a pen nerd.
Mm-hmm.
And one libretto. Easily send me a 3-pack of any new pens or pen colors that come out.
What's a libretto?
I've even been invited to their headquarters and factory in Japan. I explained who I was and what I had won, which they verified with order and shipping history. I then got an in-depth tour with a senior executive vice president, and they gave me a bunch of drafting pencils, Graph Gear, unique Japanese pens, and an original 1962 pen.
I mean, that stuff's probably worth a lot. I mean, those are probably like really, really high quality things. I mean, I'm, you know, just give me a Bic, but.
They said that he said that they initially thought he was lying and then came back with all the shipment orders he had gotten in like 26 years. And they were like, we can't believe this is a thing.
Wow.
They're probably so excited to actually have a fan.
Yeah, come on in.
We're a pen company.
We'll show you the whole place. You want some of the bricks from the foundation? Here you go.
This one. I want a lifetime supply of Milk Duds from a local movie chain in the 90s. After a year, I went for another of my lifetime supply of Milk Duds, and then they showed me in the fine print where it said, offer valid for 1 year. That's not a lifetime supply.
That's a year.
Are you going to murder me?
That's a year supply. But also, I mean, honestly, like 4 or 5 boxes of Milk Duds should be about a lifetime supply.
I haven't had a Milk Dud in so long.
Ugh. Gross.
This person writes, I want a lifetime pass to Smuggler's Cove Mini Golf, wherever that is.
Okay.
And when I was young, by winning a monthly birthday drawing. A lifetime pass. That's badass. It was in the shape of an embossed credit card, raised numbers and name. They sold the location to Pirate's Cove Mini Golf, which did not honor my lifetime pass.
Oh, yeah, they do. You know, they do that.
Years later, Smuggler's Cove returned to the original location, and when I tried to use the lifetime pass, they said no.
Damn.
That's a load of crap.
Yep, that sounds about right. Name change.
This one, I got lifetime oil changes for the life of my car from the car dealership where I bought it. They went out of business within 2 years.
Oh, bummer, because that's a good thing to have.
Yeah,
especially now. That's like $40-$50.
On the minimum side.
Remember when there were LAN gaming shops, local area network gaming shops, and cyber cafes where people would go and play those kind of games?
Yeah.
This person says, back in that time, I won a Counter-Strike tournament, and I was awarded a lifetime of free gaming at my local shop. Ended up being about 50-ish hours a year. Still a decent deal. The whole cyber cafe faded by the end of the next year, and you couldn't find one that was open.
Mm. Yeah.
That'd be pretty fun.
Would you actually have to bring your computer to that?
I can't imagine, right?
No, I think cyber cafes had computers.
Right, but a LAN cafe?
Don't know. Oh. Never got into that particular subculture.
Yeah, I never went to a cyber cafe, ever.
I remember when I was in England going to internet cafes, but that was like 2000, 2001.
Okay, put yourself in these shoes for a moment.
Okay.
You're 8 years old.
Yeah.
You enter a contest from Jelly Belly, the Jelly Bean Company.
Okay.
You win a lifetime supply of jelly beans. You're 8 years old. Your mom says to you, all right, there are two options. One of them is the delivery of a 3-kilogram bag, or 3 separate deliveries over the year with a 1-kilogram bag. Which one do you pick?
When you're 3 separate.
3 separate. Even when I was a kid, because I would want 3 gifts.
No, bigger. Bigger's better.
Bigger's better. Yep. This person is still disappointed that their mom forced them to get the 3 1-kilogram bags so they didn't gorge themselves and, quote, give yourself diabetes.
That's a little over 2 pounds each time.
Each time?
Yeah, 1 kilogram is
so 3 kilograms would be 6 pounds of jelly beans?
Yeah, so,
oh my God.
And if you get it 3 times a year, it could be seasonal. You get it once, it might just be the regular old jelly beans.
Yeah.
You know?
But still, kid logic, at least for me, it would have been bigger is better, get it.
See, my kid logic was more is better. Mm-hmm. Like getting it 3 times in the year, that's always something to look forward to. Like, oh man, it's going to be great.
Because that's somewhat counter to human nature. Like that whole thing of, they did that study years ago where they offered people $10 today or $30 one month from now, and most people take the $10 today. Like the bird in hand is better than a bird, kind of reinforcing that mentally without even thinking about it. Mm-hmm. But you went counter to that natural
programming that
says a resource now is better than the promise of one later.
Yeah.
Well done, Hollis.
I'm kind of impressed.
Thanks.
Kelly, you would do that too?
Yeah.
You think you would have as a kid?
Yeah.
Really? What about you, mate?
That would have been my whole thought process.
I didn't really love jelly beans, so I would probably just go with the one. One just to deal with it once, get them,
give it away.
I'll just take the cash payout. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be pretty sweet. Let's see. What else do we have? A lifetime supply of something. You won. How much is it really?
It is always a drag when you see those things. I remember a few years ago, there was a grand opening for like a wings place. And they were doing like a year of wings.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned out it was like, what, like 7 wings a week or something?
6 wings
like
a
that.
Week mm-hmm. with another purchase.
Right. So it was like,
not the same.
What the? Well, that's not. What? Yeah. That 6 wings.
And 6 wings is not really, it's not a meal.
No.
I mean, it's a nice little appetizer.
Do y'all remember the Olive Garden, like, gold card or whatever it was?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one guy.
Yeah, and it was impossible, but you paid, what was it, like $150, and then you can go to Olive Garden once a week and get whatever you wanted or whatever the rule was.
Yeah.
And then somebody scammed it and something happened.
They shut it down.
They shut it down.
How about that guy that bought the, I think it was with United, the airline?
Back when, years ago, they were selling lifetime passes.
Yeah, and he paid a lot for it. I think it was $250,000 or something crazy like that. But they did a follow-up on him and the amount of money that he's saved over the years. Because he can just...
Because now he goes everywhere.
He just go anywhere for free.
Because it's already done. So yeah, he's retired. Well, use it. So he flies like
there were some things
all
like
the
time. Like he couldn't... Like there were some booking limitations, but they weren't bad.
I don't know. But I mean, you figure if you're retired and your schedule's wide open... Yeah, okay, I'll fly on a Tuesday at, 2 a.m., whatever.
Here's a good one.
The Lifetime Pasta Pass. Sorry, that's what it was called.
Oh, Lifetime Pasta Pass.
They still do it.
For a lifetime?
They even do a never-ending pasta pass. A little misleading because it does. It ends in 9 weeks. But you can do a lifetime pasta pass.
How much is that?
I don't know. They're all acclaimed right now. So there's
there's a limited number.
Yeah.
Oh,
so you have to
man.
Wait for someone to die?
So like getting seats at Lambeau.
I think every year.
Have to wait for Olive Garden to have a bad couple seasons.
Yeah, I think I want to get on that waiting list at Olive Garden. That sounds cool.
I know, right?
Can you sign me up?
Yeah, that might be my retirement plan. I just got to find a bridge to live under and then I can eat at the Olive Garden every day.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court of Pasta.
This text from Maine. I bought a lifetime alignment package on my truck when I got my first set of tires for my 2004 GMC. I still use it, sometimes just because I want to see them work.
I was going to say, I mean, you most of the time it would be just because you want to see them work. How often is your truck out of alignment?
Only time I've ever had, like when I was a kid, I remember my dad taking the pickup up in to get it aligned more often.
Yeah.
I think it used to be more common. The only time I've ever had to do that as an adult in, 35 years of driving is when we smashed that pothole in the shed district of Kokomo. On 31 there.
Yeah, probably more common if you live down a dirt road or something where you're dealing with washboards and stuff like that. But, man, that's good stuff.
Guys, lifetime pasta pass, $500.
Yeah. $500?
But what are the restrictions?
Forever?
I need to know the restrictions.
That was 2019 was the last time that was priced. $500, and they only offer it to 50 people. So you got to be like the first one there to be like $500 lifetime pasta pass.
Are there any restrictions?
Yeah, we
have all kinds of restrictions.
But how often does it say?
You
how
can
often
go every day every for day. As long as you want.
That's a
you
great
every
deal.
Day. It doesn't include to go though, and then it's like limited as far as their pasta. But don't worry, they've got a gluten free option on there for all the gluten free.
It doesn't include to go, so you can't
it
do
suck.
It.
You can't do it.
Yeah, but just go in, sit down, take like two bites of them, and be like, oh,
can't get it to go box.
Can I get this to go? $500?
Yeah.
I wish there was an Olive Garden closer to me. Just the endless salad and breadsticks is a great thing.
Remember when they had a new CEO come in and he's like, our pans suck, our food's bland. Remember that?
Yeah.
He's like, he's just like, we're tearing this down. Everybody's like, wow, he's really saying the quiet parts out loud.
Yeah. Make it better.
This person said, I had a friend in college who had a traditionally female name, and he got drunk one night and entered a contest to win a lifetime supply of feminine hygiene products and won.
Nice.
He still gets tampons each month.
That's awesome.
Let's see. I didn't win as such, but I saved a pizzeria owner from a major problem with tax authorities due to the failure of his computer. In 99 or so, when I asked what I wanted for payment, I said, you can serve food and wine for my wife and daughter tomorrow. He did, and he would do so for as long as he was in business. He still honors this 25 years later.
That was nice.
Wow, so your family just eats free.
Wow.
Wow.
That's the best deal.
That is.
Yeah, you do a favor for a pizza place. Free pizzas. Thank you.
It is. Someone says, someone wrote in from Maine and said, lifetime alignments in Maine? Maybe not where you live. But where we live, that's a great purchase. We have to get them almost every winter here.
Wow.
Oh, geez.
Are we talking about like somebody, spinal alignments? Are you talking cars?
Cars, definitely cars.
Spinal alignment. I was like, man,
that would have little
that.
To do with the roads.
If I could go to
well,
a
I don't know. I mean, it depends on how bad your suspension is.
Yeah, based on context, yeah, we hit that pothole. It was bad, and all of us did feel injured in that moment. But yes, we didn't all go to a chiropractor. I went to Bell Tires, I think. Something.